Hello, Billy?
Hello? Okay, I'm here.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I guess Ivan was having trouble transferring the call, so I told him I'd call you back. How are you?
No problem. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I know you were speaking with Maria earlier, and you were having some questions regarding the Facebook ads, and you said that you never wanted those initially.
Yeah, so basically what happened when I first got sold the program,
mm-hmm.
I told the guy I don't do Facebook. I said, you know, he mentioned Facebook, and I said, you know, me and my wife have an arrangement. We stay off Facebook, business or otherwise, period. We just don't do Facebook. And
okay.
So, then, you know, he did the rest of his pitch and everything, and we talked, and when he gave me the price, he told me $2.99 a month, and including the website, and then, you know, I went through several other phone calls, and then the one guy called me about Facebook in the end, and I said, look, I don't do Facebook. I said, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
My wife and I, you know, have an agreement. We don't do Facebook. And he said, well, you're paying for it. You know, I said, well, and I was like, well, what do you mean I'm paying? What does that mean I'm paying for it? I was like, it's extra for Facebook? I didn't understand what he meant by that. He's like, yeah, it's extra. And I was like, well, I don't want that. Then I was talking to the girls today. He's like, all right, well, cancel it. And she said something, and I was like, well, how much is the Facebook? I said, I don't understand. I said, I'm paying $300. She's like, how much did you pay? I said, $300 a month. I said, she's like, and then she looked something up. She came back, yeah, she said, $300 a month with Facebook. And I said, well, how much is it without Facebook? And she said, $200 a month. And I was like, what? I was like, I was never even given that option. I was like, I would have never asked, allowed or agreed to pay for Facebook that I'm not going to use if I knew I had a choice. It wasn't broken down to me that it was $200 and then an extra $100 for Facebook. I was just told $300 flat. And so then I said, well, you know, I'd like to be reimbursed for that $100. I should pay $100 for something. You know, I feel like actually I've dealt with dishonestly. I said, because I specifically said from the gate I didn't want Facebook.
Yeah.
I know in my business, if I were to sell some customers up and they said, well, hey, I don't want that, I would tell them, well, okay, you don't have to take that. That's just an option. It'd only be X amount of dollars without that, you know. So I feel like I should have been told the same thing, not just, you know, told it was 300 flat and not given a breakdown. You know, he knows I would have canceled that. So I feel like I wasn't handled, you know, very honestly with that whole situation, which makes me sad because I really like the guy. He seemed like a real good dude, which is why I ended up going with you guys in the first place. So I've had about 20 phone calls regarding this before, and I've turned everyone down besides y'all.
Well, Charlie is a very good dude, like you say, but he is a little new, so I think he just selected the wrong package. And what Maria told you is true. Typically, the Facebook ads are non-refundable, but since we didn't even start them yet, I can definitely refund you that $100 towards the Facebook ads.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And then moving forward, we already took them off. So moving forward, you're just paying the $199. And I am so sorry. I'm going to put Charlie through some more training. I think maybe he just, I don't know what he was thinking, but he selected the wrong package, I'm sure. There's a couple of things that need to be completed on your end, though. So number one,
the video
verification. Yep, they sent you that. And then did you already give her the login credentials for the site today? Or because I see there was something scheduled last week, but then I think it was rescheduled. So I want to make sure.
Somebody to call me tomorrow about the domain name.
Okay. So I'll resend that email that was sent on the 24th of October. It says, action needed, William, delegate access to your website domain. That way you'll have a little jump start for tomorrow that you'll have,
okay,
you know, the information needed. If for some reason you can't get the credentials for the website, what I would suggest is when they call you tomorrow, just have them purchase a new domain. That way we can at least get the site up and running. And then later, if you figure out how to get into your website, then we could put the new website on your domain. But at least that way, you know, we can get something up and running in the meantime. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. So, so I think that's all you have to do. And you already have the appointment set for that portion, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now,
so
is there any way to change my way of talking to text as opposed to email? Because honestly, I get hundreds of emails a day, and I'm not good at checking them. So I don't know if there's any way to communicate with me via text as opposed to email, but that's an option. It would be much better.
Okay. I think most of our I think most of our emails will automatically generate a text. So for instance, when you talked to Maria earlier, she sent you the email about the video verification, but also you got a text. William, great news. You can now verify your Google Business profile through video verification. So I think that most of our emails are automatically set up to trigger a text. But the one that I just sent you about the website didn't. So I'm not sure, because that's like a whole instructional email. I'm not sure how to condense that as far as putting that into a text. But what I would say is, you know, since it is freshly in your inbox, it should be, you know, one of the top emails. And if you need it tomorrow when they call you, you can refer to it. If not, they'll just walk you through the steps when they have you on the phone, okay? Yeah, I know that's hard because I know that I have one of my inboxes that has like, you know, hundreds of unwanted emails, and then the important emails kind of get stuck in the mix. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And I'm terrible at all this phone technology stuff. So I said whatever, however, basically my phone had those, your messages going to spam or whatever, I guess it's called spam, but so those text messages that were attached to those emails,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was getting them, but just now when you told me I got it, I went and I checked my other folder, and it's there. So now I clicked on the button to make you guys come into my regular.
Oh, good. Okay. See, you're more tech savvy than you think you are.
Yeah,
you did that. That's awesome.
I'm an old guy, so I'm not used to all this stuff. But...
Oh, you did great. That's awesome. But in any case, I already processed that $100 refund, and then moving forward, you don't have to worry about the Facebook ads or anything like that. I did process the refund, but keep in mind it may take, you know, like 24 to 48 hours to show up in your account, depending on your bank, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I definitely appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate you as well. I enjoyed talking to you, so have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too. Appreciate you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.